Welcome to This Day in History. My name is Roy St. John, and this is WHRW Binghamton. On July 15th, 1971, during a live television and radio broadcast, President Richard Nixon stuns the nation by announcing he will visit communist China the following year. The statement marked a dramatic turning point in U.S.-Chinese relations. Let's listen.
My fellow Americans, I have just written a letter to Chairman Mao, telling him that I plan to visit his country very shortly. This will be a landmark in international relations, because obviously he's a communist, and I'm a Republican. Now, we can send all our people over to get their cheap midday materials, and some of our children can have small plastic toys that they can play with at our end. How would you like to have a little thing with made in China on the bottom of everything? Yes?
President.
What's the matter?
The letter's just been sent back.
It's been returned? What do you mean?
Yes, apparently you didn't fix the proper postage.
Damn it. Now I can't take my vacation. I should have put the right amount of stamps on my letter to Chairman Mao.
Meanwhile, in China, where is Nixon?
This letter take long time.
Yeah, geez. We make all these cheaply made materials for him. He does nothing.
We should not deliver them.
War.
Confucius say, when dirty American not follow through on promise, you need to start war with him.
And because Richard Nixon did do the improper postage, he was so ashamed he had to resign as President of the United States of America. Don't let this happen to you. Make sure that when you send mail, you use the correct postage, and use more postage if it's a heavy item. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.